Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
A two-year commitment went away in 2 weeks. This is our Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook, the offshoot of what is happening in college athletics. It's harder at Carolina than perhaps any other school in the country. The Tar Heel brand has shined well beyond the numerous national titles UNC has won in many sports. It has one been grounded in family and loyalty and togetherness from Frank McGuire to Dean Smith to Roy Williams, three Hall of Fame coaches who have been tethered to each other for more than 60 years. McGuire became the head basketball coach here after serving in Navy pre-flight school in Chapel Hill during the 1940s, making friends in town and eventually admirers when he brought his St. John's teams down south to take on Everett Case and NC State and Adolph Rupp in Kentucky. He became the chief target of Bill Friday and Billy Carmichael Jr. when the Johnnies upset the Wolfpack and Wildcats in the 1952 East Regional in Raleigh. And of course, he came and turned this from a football state to a basketball hotbed by running the table in the magical 32-0 season of 1957. 2 years later, he hired Dean Smith as his assistant, and Smith doubled down on McGuire's tenets for protecting his players and rebuilding the brand when McGuire left in semi-disgrace after the NCAA probation riddle 1961 season. In 10 years, Smith surpassed McGuire on the court and was on his way to joining the Irishman in the Hall of Fame for far more than his record. Smith had groomed a former walk-on in Western North Carolina, but could not imagine just how much when he hired Williams as a part-time assistant in 1978 for a paltry salary of $2,700. But old Roy modeled his program after Smith, also honoring the fabled Carolina basketball family. He knew no other way. Granted, all this happened in an era where most players stayed for 4 years, and when they didn't, Smith and Williams walked them out the door to the NBA because they were ready. Their teams remained part of the Chapel Hill and North Carolina fabric, and if players were beaten out, they didn't transfer. Now, with NIL inducements and the transfer portal creating a form of free agency, the celebrated heritage doesn't seem to matter as much anymore. Certainly, Hubert Davis told Simeon Wilcher and his parents that the plans they first discussed had changed, with a five-star recruit wanting to come early. And wherever Wilcher winds up, we can only speculate about how that will compare to if he had not changed his two-year commitment in 2 weeks. The light blue, the history, and those making it still shine, but just not as brightly. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.